Well, good morning, everyone. Let me welcome you back to the radio ministry of Independence Baptist Church. This month, Pastor Wayne Reynolds has been sharing a series about God. Now, we started the series in Psalms chapter 90, verse 2, which talks about God being from everlasting to everlasting. And then last week, we continued in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, which talks about nothing being like unto God. And if you have your Bibles and would like to follow along, the first passage for this week will be found in Psalms chapter 14, verse 1. So let's go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Reynolds as he continues the series about God.
God is the everlasting God. I do realize what the Bible states in the book of Psalms 14 and verse 1. The Bible says here in this place, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. I know that the fool might say, there is no God. I know that the fool might say in his heart, there is no God. But that doesn't mean that the fool is telling the truth. Please understand this, that the fool is a person who denies that there is a God, and the fool has said in his heart, maybe not out loud, but the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are indeed a fool. It doesn't make any difference how educated they are. It doesn't make a difference what kind of degrees are stacked on behind their name. The Bible says that if they deny that there is a God, they are a fool. I want to list now some of the very attributes of God, and just a few of these. Think of these, that God is an infinite God. In other words, there is no limit to God whatsoever. There is none. I know that with men, there is a limit. There is just so much that we can do as people. That's the way it is. But with God, He is unlimited. There is no stopping God. He can do whatever He desires, anytime, any place, anywhere, with anyone. God is well able to do all of that. God is well able to do anything. Even though it may be outside of men's thinking, God is still capable of doing that very thing. Notice this, that God is a triune God. God is revealed to mankind in three forms: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are all equal in their attributes. They can do and they work together to bring us salvation. Notice number three, that God is omnipresent. That is, God is always present in all places. There is no place where God is not. In Psalms 139, the prophet here talked about going to wherever he went. And wherever that he went, God was still there. Even if he made his bed in hell, God was still there. Understand that you can't get away from God. Regardless of what you try to do, regardless of where you go, God is still there. And God still sees in the darkest of nights. God still sees. I know that many crimes are committed at night because men want to hide their actions from the face of other men. But they're never hiding anything from God because God sees alike in the daytime or in the night. God sees exactly what you're doing. God knows what you're thinking at all points. Notice that God, number four, that God is an independent God. God is the only truly independent being in all of eternity. God does not need us. God does not need anything. God simply has created us for His glory and for His honor. God is immutable. Number five, God is immutable. God never does change. If God changed in the least, then He was imperfect. And He does never change at all. Wow, this is more than we can hardly comprehend, that God never does change. Because we change from morning till night. We change from morning till noon. We change at all times. But God never does change because He is absolutely perfect. Number 6, God is omniscience. That is, God's knowledge is limitless. God's knowledge is limitless. There is no barrier whatsoever. There's no place that God does not know all about everything. That is our God. Number 7, that God has foreknowledge. That God is able not only to foreknow future events, but also controls all events. God does that. God knows everything that ever was that's going to happen. And God is able to control all things. He not only sees those, but he's able to control those as well. Number 8, the power of God is absolutely limitless. God can do anything. You think about it. It doesn't make any difference what you think about God. He can still do it. If you don't believe God can do it, that don't make any difference with God at all, because God can do it. God is limitless. God has saved our eternal souls. God has reached down and he's saved us. He's taken us from the pits of hell. And he's redeemed us by his own grace, by what he's done for us. And he loves us. That is unimaginable, but I'm thankful that he does. Number 9, God's grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Therefore, all that we ever receive from God is completely undeserved on our part. Think of this, that regardless of what a man does, he doesn't deserve anything from the hand of Almighty God, because God's grace is unmerited favor. God looks upon us with love. God looks upon us with compassion. God looks upon us and God loves us in spite of what we are, in spite of what we have done. God still loves us in spite of what we think. God still loves us. Understand all of that. The grace of God is very great. Number 10, the mercy of God. God looks with favor on those that are guilty sinners and ought to go to a devil's hell. We ought to all burn forever and ever and ever in a devil's hell. But it is the mercy of God, because God looks upon us with this favor. I don't know why. I'm glad that he does. I'm glad that God has saved me. You know, I've never done anything that would cause God to love me. I've never done anything at all. But God just simply loves me. I'm thankful for it. Number 11, the faithfulness of God. God will keep all of his promises that he made to fallen man. What a blessing it is to know that God said to the nation of Israel, you will always be a nation. That is a great promise that God has given to this great nation, the nation of Israel. Men may not think so much of Israel today, but that doesn't mean that God doesn't, because God loves his people. God loves us as well. Number 12, the wisdom of God. God is able to work all circumstances for our good and his glory. What a wonderful God that we have, because his wisdom never does change at all. Number 13, the love of God. God is love. It is not that God simply loves people, but he can't do anything about it. No. It is that God is love, and God can do something about the situation that we find ourselves in. I'm thankful that God has loved me, that God brought me out of sin, that God brought me out of rebellion, that God has saved my unworthy soul, that God has called me to preach, that God has allowed me to preach, that God has allowed us to be on this radio program today. I'm thankful that God has done all of that. It's not because I deserve it. It's because God does. He deserves our honor and our praise and our glory. Number 14, the wrath of God. God's anger and God's judgment toward wickedness is entirely right. It is entirely good. There is no fault at all in the wrath of God. God's wrath is nothing like mine. God's wrath is nothing like yours either. Because God's wrath is entirely pure. It's wholesome. It's right. But my wrath and your wrath is not like God's. We have sin, but God has none whatsoever. He is holy, and he ought to be worshipped because he is a holy God. Number 15, the will of God. This is God's desire for all of his creatures. Number 16, the sovereignty of God. There is no king but God, as revealed in this Holy Trinity. Think of this. Men today would say that I'm a sovereign king or a sovereign lord or whatever. I'll do what I want to do. Listen, the whole thing about it is, do you want to die? Every person is going to come to the place of death. That's the way it is. Why? Because all are sinners. But God is absolutely, totally sovereign. He will never, ever die. And he will also save all those that trust in him and give them eternal life. Number 17, God is an altogether patient God. I'm so thankful that he is. God is very long-suffering towards sin, as his plan will be accomplished in the end. Think of this. The devil has come into the world. The devil has caused much sin. But God's plan will not be thwarted. God's plan will not be stopped. God's plan is going to be accomplished. And all the things that God wants to do, he will do. He is a marvelous, wonderful God that's able to do all the things that he said that he would do, that he even thought that he would do. Number 19, God is a silent God. Think of this. God is a silent God as far as revelation today. When you pray to God, God will one day come in the clouds, and he will call his saints unto him. I'm thankful today that God is a silent God. But I know this, he will not always be silent. There was a day when God talked with Adam and his wife. There was a day when God talked with Noah. There was a day when God talked with Abraham. There was a day when God spoke to his prophets in the Old Testament. There was a day when God even spoke to the prophets in the New Testament. But today God is a silent God. But the Bible says that God will not always be quiet. One of these days God will reveal himself to this world. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Listen. Listen, as much as we know how to say it, we're saying it this way, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is going to reveal himself as King one of these days. You need to be ready, because when Jesus Christ comes, there's not going to be time to get ready.
You know, it's very obvious that in 15 minutes, we're only able to scratch the surface of the attributes of God. So let me take a real quick second here just to go through some of the items that Pastor Reynolds mentioned. God is infinite, which means there's no limit to God. God is triune, which means there's three parts: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God is omnipresent, which means he is present always in every place. God is independent. He doesn't need us. God is immutable, which means he never changes. He's the same today as he was in the day of Adam. God has foreknowledge, which means he knows and controls all future events. God's power is limitless. God's mercy is unmerited. God's grace is undeserved. God is faithful. He will keep all his promises. God has great wisdom. God is love. God's anger and wrath toward wickedness are just. When he has anger, it is pure. It's right. He is a sovereign God. He's Lord of all. And God is patient and long-suffering toward man. And I would stop on that one and just ask if you're ready. You know, have you accepted him as Savior and Lord? He is long-suffering. But there does come a time in everyone's life when we die, and our time then is over. So I would encourage you to think about this and to come to him for forgiveness and for eternal life if you've not accepted him as your personal Savior. If you would like more information about our church or this topic of God, feel free to log in to our church's website. That address is www.independencebaptist.org. And our time for today is up, but we still have two more messages on this series, so be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the next message about the loving and merciful God.